Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Wow, we have got an incredible show for you tonight. Incredible. I have been looking forward to this conversation for a lot of reasons. You know, first off, let me tell you that we have so many amazing things that we're going to be giving away to callers. So I just want you to know that. The other thing is that I am getting to talk with someone that has created an opening for all of us to step in to the world of awareness and consciousness, or where our power lies. I get to have a conversation, and so do you all, with a very special individual, someone that has created what I consider to be an amazing platform for each and every one of us to understand the power that we have within, the power that we have to heal, the power that we have and have had with us all along. Susan Apollon is joining me here tonight, and I wanted to say Susan Barbara Apollon, because what she has on this book, this extraordinary book, not only is she talking about how each and every one of us can use the power of loving intuition, but how extraordinary it is. I get to speak with her today, and so do you. We get to introduce her to all of you, those of you that have been listening to this show every year, because this is a conversation about stepping into power, power that I don't know that we've talked about quite in this way. And so joining me here tonight, the author of Touched by the Extraordinary, I get to talk with her about what it means to take our intuition, to have some fun with it, to know that we have this incredible sense, this amazing, amazing power to help guide us through life. And so tonight, fasten your seatbelt, because Susan and I are going to talk about what being touched by the extraordinary means and how that relates to all of you. Now, let me just give you a little information about Susan and who she is, because I can barely scratch the surface of what she's accomplished. You know, she is a psychologist, healer, researcher of consciousness and energy, and survivor of breast cancer. She's the author of Touched by the Extraordinary, an intuitive psychologist shares insights, lessons, and true stories of spirit and love to transform and heal the soul. And intuition is easy and fun. And so tonight, we're going to take a look at what Susan has done. She is passionate about sharing what she's found, and I can't wait to hear how she did research and what her clinical experience was. So tonight is an extraordinary conversation with a woman that has dedicated her life to helping all of us learn how to heal ourselves. Susan, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be with you.
It's so really totally fun to have you on board, because I know that there's so much to talk about. I'm not sure how we're going to get it all in, but I know we're going to get it all in a totally fun way.
It will be fun. I was so looking forward to this from that perspective. It would be fun. Yeah.
So, you know, let me start out, you know, by probably none of the questions that you sent me, but let me start out with a conversation about intuition for a minute. For me, people have called me lucky all of my life. Lucky. You're lucky. You're lucky. Well, come to the horse races with us. You're lucky. And I didn't really understand what that term meant until later on in my life. But there's this conversation these days about intuition. We've never had it before. And I wanted to ask you, you know, many people say there's a dark side and a light side to everything. I haven't really found the dark side to intuition. Have you?
No, not really. I mean, you could be blocked because you're dealing with a lot of issues, but you always have intuition available to you. You were born with it. And so it's just a matter of sort of clearing out the emotional or the energetic clutter and listening to it, because it's always there for you.
So what I wanted to ask you to do, to share with our listeners about tonight's show, how would you describe what the experience is going to be tonight on radio with us?
I'm hoping that all of you who are listening just take whatever you can from this and apply it to your own lives and know that you are amazing. That's just how I view human beings. We're so amazing, but we don't realize how powerful we are. And what Pat just said about, you know, being called lucky in her life, but realizing, I feel now from what you said, that she and you are actually listening to your intuition, which is responsible for things going in a really good way. And that's what happens when you learn to trust and harness the power that you were born with. You were born knowing everything you need to know, and it's not book learning. You were born knowing truth. I call it truth with a capital T. And this is what can guide you every moment of this journey in this lifetime, so that it's a wonderful experience. And that's what I'm hoping you'll get from this.
I'm ready for it. And I wanted to just let everybody know, and Susan, I wanted to ask you about this, because, you know, we were so fortunate to get your book, your CD series in the office. We also received Intuition is Easy and Fun. I love this little book. And I know tonight that what we're going to do, we're going to be giving folks some special gifts. I mean, we're going to be gifting people with a copy of the book, the audiobook, 11 CDs of Touched by the Extraordinary, and also Intuition is Easy, then 2 additional CDs. I mean, there's so much here. We have a Pay It Forward program, and this is so perfect. And I have to ask you, after I've looked at all of this, where do you get your drive from? Where do you get your passion from to do this work and help the people that you're helping? This is such an important subject, and yet hasn't really been recognized by Main Street America as significant, but yet here you are.
That's such a good question, and I'm not sure I can answer it as clearly as I would like to. I totally love what I do. I love helping people heal. I love helping people find their power, and probably that's rooted in my own journey where I come from a family of healers, although my approach is very different, I think, and 2, come from an incredibly loving, compassionate mother and grandmother. And this journey is about reclaiming my power. And so the process of reclaiming your power, those of you who are listening, like mine, is like discovering, aha, there's stuff that I've got inside of me that has to do with my realizing I know more than I thought I knew, and maybe more than who I thought I was. So I need to start tapping into this and developing it. And so out of that comes this hunger, this drive, this passion to stay with it. And you keep learning more and more about yourself, and you feel more grounded, more confident, more joy. Everything starts coming your way, partially because of the law of attraction, but you're just so focused on what feels good that it just feeds your soul, and that's why you're here.
What is it, and this is really for me, I so wanted to talk with you about this. I've wondered, what does the day in the life of Susan Barbara Epelon look like? I mean, what is the day in a life in your world? What does this look like?
I'm laughing because family and friends would probably say to you, she never stops.
I get that. Completely get it.
I'll bet you do. So that is the truth. I get up, and there are certain days that are dedicated where I just go to the office and I see patients for the entire day. And there are other days where I get up and I just beyond some exercising and so forth, I sit down and I just work at my computer in creating and ideas, and I will intermittently call patients, talk to patients. My work is about helping all of us find that which brings us peace, because that's where the healing is. when we find peace, we connect to our soul. When we connect to our soul, we feel good. When we feel good, we release chemicals that enhance the working of the immune system. When you work the immune system and it does what it's supposed to, then those symptoms that look like symptoms of cancer or something else, suddenly they're taking a different path and you're feeling better. So my work is about helping people heal, and that is part of my passion and my drive. And I do love people, and I love life, and I love me, but that wasn't always the case. And that's part of what this journey is about. Until you really learn that you have value and you are worthy of loving yourself first, and the process of developing intuitively is learning to get close to who you really are, which is hidden from us for such a long time. When you find that part of you that you've hidden for decades sometimes, you begin to fall in love with you. That's what my dear friend and collaborator, Yanni Maniatis, calls your significant other. We collaborate on our book together. And so that's really falling in love with your most significant other, and that's you. So I love what I do, and I try to bring this to everybody, and I don't stop. I don't.
Well, and you know, I totally understand that because, you know, I too love what I do. And I look forward to doing it every day. And as with you, I haven't always been in that position. I haven't always looked forward to my job every day, so to speak. And you know, I've really been struck by, you know, especially for myself, having gone down the path of, you know, psychology, I wanted to ask you on how you have been able to integrate intuition and psychology, and what do your peers think about that? I know what my peers think about it.
Well, you're right. But fortunately, psychology is changing.
Yes, it is.
So that's the gift in this. And so the question, as I began my practice in, I mean, I've been doing research now for probably about 25 years or so. And my research has a lot to do with an appreciation that we are all energetic beings and that we are so powerful in terms of our mind. So when I started coming from, again, a medical, because my practice is medically oriented, even though I see everything, I really did hit a lot of resistance initially, but I refused to let that stop me. I felt so certain of the truth of what I was learning from quantum physics. And I know you've had a lot of people in your show, and I don't feel like I'm going to be saying anything different than they do, but I'm excited about it. So over these decades, I have looked at research dealing with quantum physics. I have studied all these different energy modalities because each one helps me to become more aware of my energetic presence and my intuitive wisdom. So over the years, I have learned how powerful I am, and it didn't matter if the medical establishment or the psychology establishment initially didn't agree with me. I found that by integrating the basic principles of energy and my understanding of who we really are and intuition and so forth, and love. I have to emphasize the energy of love. So as I integrated that, I was helping my patients heal. I had fewer people, not that some people didn't die, don't misunderstand me, but I was able to help more of my patients go from coming in with these dire diagnoses of cancer to finding healing. And so it was working. And so I thought something wonderful is happening here. Now, fortunately, over the last decade or two, psychology and medicine have been becoming much more open to an understanding of energy. We have energy psychology now. It's a big field in psychology. We have energy medicine, thank God. That's also Larry Dossey has done great work in this area, and he's been a mentor of mine. So I've had wonderful mentors along the way in medicine and in psychology. And it's about, like, you just push forward. If you believe in what you are doing, you push forward. And I haven't let anything stop me. So it's like everything feels like it's starting, the world is catching up to me.
I love what you're talking about. I mean, you know, for those of us that are sitting here right now, you know, I often wake up some days and I think, oh my gosh, I can't even believe I got out of the Bronx in New York. And, you know, and I loved every minute while I was there, but, you know, I'm at a different place in my life, and you kind of wonder how you get here. And I think a large part of what you're saying, and this is what I want to invite our listeners to call in and chat with you about, is a large part of this is recognizing the power that we have. You said something very interesting, and I want to get back to it, because I want to make sure the people that are calling into the show, I want them to have a full appreciation of who you are and what you do. You know, you talked about, you know, being grounded in medicine, but also you see things. What does that mean?
Well, because my family, almost everybody is a physician,
mm-hmm.
I take science very seriously.
Yep.
And so when, back in the late 80s, early 90s, when I decided that I wanted to harness my intuition and my healing ability, because I really wanted to help people heal beyond just on a psychological basis. When I started doing that, I really started enhancing my abilities that went beyond what I could see, touch, or feel. And so I actually engaged in intuitive development work in 1994, starting then, and
mm-hmm.
I've been doing it extensively since then, with different teachers, and Yanni Maniadis has been one, Philip Rowley's been another. These are very dear people in my life. But when I started, I was called, Yanni call me? A spiritual turnip. Because I didn't think I could get anything. My friends in the group, the intuitive development circle, they would be seeing these things and getting things that were really on target. And I would be questioning myself and doubting myself. And, of course, he kept encouraging me because he knew that I knew what I needed to know. And little by little, I began to trust it. So what happened was that as I became aware of my intuition and that I actually could feel things and know things, and people experience intuition differently. All of you who are listening, some of you may see things really clearly. Others may hear things. Others may feel things. Others may smell things. So your truth comes to you in different ways, and there is no one way or one right way. But as the years progressed, I learned what I was able to do. And so I began integrating that, and it's always been not necessarily needing to do quote-unquote readings for people, even though that's what we practice in class.
Yep.
For me, it was about learning to help my patients. And if I could focus on my patients through my training, and I could begin to pick up what it is that they really needed that they weren't expressing, or they might be saying one thing but really needing something else, that's how I applied my intuitive wisdom in my practice, and that's why I call it intuitive psychology. And all of us as psychologists can do it, but I'm not sure most people do. I think most people are intuitive, they just discount it. But I intention, as you know, and I know you've had a lot of people in your show that talk about it, and they should. Intention declares, it creates your reality. So I would intentionally focus on people, still do, and I would do my usual shtick. I would take my deep breaths, and I center, and I ground, and I intentionally raise my energy, and I intentionally ask to receive. And because I have practiced, and it requires practicing, but it's fun. It's not hard. It's a fun thing. Because I have played these games, and I do play games every day with it, and I practice, I've gotten pretty good. And so it does help me in my work as a psychologist, but this is also great for your life. I mean, it's helped in the practical aspects of life. It helps in, like, when you meet somebody, do you trust them, do you not trust them? It helps when you're trying to decide, you know, whether or not to invest in something or whether to buy or sell a home or whatever, and whether or not you feel you could trust somebody when it's your son's teacher or, you know, whether or not your child goes to school and how they're doing and how to be able to pick up on that. There are so many wonderful ways that you can enhance the quality of your life, and you feel so empowered. It's a great word. I love it, because we take our power back this way when you begin to realize, I have something, and I can tune in, and I can actually get a sense of what I need, and then I can make decisions in my life based on that. That's a gift we all have, and we really need to harness.
Wow. Wow. I love listening to you talk about this, because although, and I will go back and say this to you, yes, I've had many, many people on the show, but honestly, I could probably count the intuitive psychologists I've had on the show on one hand.
Really?
Because
I'm so surprised.
Well, you know, honestly, you bring a certain perspective. And, you know, I don't, you know, we're very, very keen about the people we bring on the show. I mean, you know, for our listeners, we want to make sure that we're bringing on the best of the best. And that's what you represent. I want to make sure our listeners know, yeah, we've got those phone lines open for those of you out there that want to connect. I almost forgot to give out the new phone numbers, because we do have amazing, actually, additional lines just been added. And so I want to give you the toll-free number to give us a shout-out, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756, and call in so you can connect with us today on the show. And let's find out if there's an area of your life that you're stuck, if you need some help with, how Susan might be able to help you. And, you know, you can go to the website touchedbytheextraordinary.com, touchedbytheextraordinary.com, and you'll be able to see what Susan is about. And there is a section in on her website where she tells about what her coaching and consultation is about. Lots of information. You're going to be able to get a sneak preview of that tonight on the Dr. Pat Show by simply calling us and getting plugged in here to all of us here on the show tonight. And again, let me make sure you have those numbers, because I know for so long we were using the original numbers here in BBS, 888-815-9756, and Seth will probably pick up the phone. We're going to take a break in a few minutes, so that'll give us some time to take some callers. You know, Susan, before we go to break, I wanted to ask you about the word extraordinary. I love it. Some people take offense to it. And I wanted to ask you, it's such an important word in the work you do, in the books, in your writing, and your website.
It really is.
What resonated with you about it? I love the word, by the way.
I wrote the book as a result of people sharing with me stories they told me they couldn't tell anybody else because they said people, doctors, would label them crazy or irrational. And so their stories resonated truth with me, and I knew that they were not crazy because they were grieving or they were traumatized, but they were not crazy. They were very respectable people in the community, but their stories were extraordinary. They went beyond what you normally experience, and I, as a result of their stories, began to look at research in areas that my colleagues, psychologists, psychiatrists, physicians, had started researching as well, dealing with first near-death experiences, and then consciousness and mind in the areas of prayer, just prayer work, and miracles and healings. All of these are what you would call extraordinary experiences. So I originally thought, I need to share what I'm learning. And also I started doing intuitive work and energy work. And all of those are extraordinary because you still end up with more things that feel like miracles. So I wrote the book feeling this could help comfort and soothe, but it could also teach people, because I actually rewrote the book in 2000 feeling I had learned a lot and it needed to be shared with the public. But the result of the book was that I realized we're not touched by the extraordinary. We are extraordinary. We are so amazing, so gifted, so powerful. We're born with gifts we don't know we have that make us what I call extraordinary, the gift of your breath, which can soothe and relax you when you're in an anxiety place, or can raise your energy so you can receive, the gift of your mind that could help you connect with other minds so that you know what's going on, and the gift of your intuition. You have major gifts that contribute to you being what I feel is an extraordinary being. That's you. And so that's how that came to be.
Well, you know, we've got lots to talk about. I also want Susan to share some of the stories in this book. I mean, I was reading this book. I got chicken skin on reading some of these stories when we come back from the break. You know, my very special guest, we're taking calls. You can connect with Susan directly. Hopefully we'll be able to help you in some area of your life. I'm here with Susan Barbara Appelon. The book is Touched by the Extraordinary. I have given out those numbers, which are toll-free. Want to make sure you get them. And 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking about how you can use intuition in every part of your life, but why intuition comes to us in some of the ways it does, and how did it actually save the life of the lives of some of the people in this book? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
Hey guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the Light Mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com, or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The 7-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
The year 2012, and the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever, and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Allis has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
Introducing the featured re-release of Kat James Grassroots best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty, Transform Your Looks and Your Life from the Inside Out. The Truth About Beauty represents the most comprehensively researched and inspiring body and beauty guide to date. It's been called a masterpiece by New York Magazine's two-time Nutritionist of the Year, Oz Garcia, and a path to personal triumph by former Glamour publisher Suzanne Grimes. The re-release edition of this modern health and beauty classic features 40% new material, including James' long-awaited recipes from her acclaimed Total Transformation programs, plus her living formula for freedom from food obsession, state-of-the-art natural skin, supplement, and anti-aging strategies, and a natural product resource guide called Worth Its Weight in Gold by Marie Claire Magazine. If you're ready to get serious, get the truth about beauty and transform yourself today. visit informedbeauty.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
Want to change your life in as little as 60 days guaranteed? And do you want to save money while doing it? Join the thousands of people who have already experienced the Phenomenal Memory online course that'll change your life guaranteed. Having a phenomenal memory is not a gift. It is a skill. A skill that you can master in as little as 60 days. Just imagine how your life would change if you suddenly had the ability to memorize entire books. Listeners of the Dr. Pat Show save $75 on the e-course. So visit pmemory.net and download The Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory e-book and find out more about this special offer. That's pmemory.net, and that's a P as in phenomenal. pmemory.net.
Stay informed. Sign up for the Dr. Pat Show weekly newsletter to find out about giveaways, extraordinary interviews, workshops, special events, and more. Go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for the newsletter now.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, if you want to find out more about us, please check us out at www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com, or you can simply go to drpatlive.com. My very special guest today, how to use the power of loving intuition so to intentionally create your heart's desires and grow spiritually. Expert Susan Apollon joining me here today. The book is Touched by the Extraordinary. We're giving lots of things away, and we are taking your calls. For those of you that want to chime in on the conversation, get a little insight on what's going on in your life, you can give us a shout, 888-815-9756. That's toll-free. Give us a call. Susan, we have a caller on the line. What I would love to do is go right to that call, because our call is always have really good questions and things to say. Okay. So why don't we go to line three and talk with Linda from New Jersey. Linda, are you there?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wow, I like the new phone system. I can hear you like really well.
Yes, it's very good.
It's
Hi,
very
Susan.
Good. Let me introduce you to Susan, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi,
nice
Susan. How are
you?
Nice to meet you, too.
How can we help you tonight?
Well, I've been listening to what you were saying, and a couple things hit me that you were talking about setting yourself up. And it's interesting that you talk about that, because I had a discussion with someone the other day that I set myself up to get laid off. And in this conversation, I've sort of lost myself and who I am, and I used to be a happy person, and I'm not happy anymore. And they asked me the question of what things in your life bring you joy and love, or what in the past has brought you love and joy. And I was completely blank. So I guess the question that I have is how do you get it when you're stuck?
Mm-hmm. You know, when you feel so down sometimes, it is a disconnect from everything, from whatever brought you joy in the past, even hard to remember that. So to answer your question, for me, to get unstuck starts with an intention. So many are in your situation right now. And so what you want to do is just start with intention is energy. And it does lead to something. If it's a positive intention, it's going to lead to that. It includes your ability to visualize and image what it is you intend. So by just saying, visualizing, writing what it is you intend, for example, I intend to feel more joy
I intend to feel good when I get up in the morning. I intend to find something that will bring more smiles or remind me of some pleasures in my life. I intend to experience more joy. Just by starting with that, you are projecting an energy into something that can create this for you. So you want to start by visualizing, affirming, and writing. But you also want to do something like taking an action. So there's a little bit more here. Part of what I feel strongly about is it's so helpful, and it shifts the energy when you're down, when you are having a hard time connecting with the joy. On some level, you and your soul have separated ways, and the way you reconnect is you set aside 5 to 10 minutes of quiet time for yourself sometime during the day. And if 10 feels too much, start with 5, work up to 10. Work up to as much as you want, but at least 5 if you can. Give yourself permission to just focus on your breathing in and your breathing out. And just allow yourself to feel that sense of, wow, I'm connecting my breath with something greater. It's coming in, it's warming, relaxing, and it's going all the way down. Follow the breath in, follow the breath out, and feel the warmth that it brings to you. Continue doing this for 5 to 10 minutes each day with the intention of being more at peace, of feeling increased warmth, because as you intend and you feel it, you're actually releasing more chemicals in the brain that help you relax your body and lift you energetically. It's about raising your energy. So when you intend to be quiet time, a time for you to connect with you, your soul, you want to reconnect now. So say, I want to just breathe, and I'm going to go inside, and I'm going to start peeling away all the layers. As I breathe in and out, I want to feel myself peeling layers away and getting close to my soul, my core. I want to find my peace. And allow yourself to enjoy those few minutes of you experiencing this. Now, by doing it, as I said, it's important you understand it raises you energetically, releases endorphins within you, it helps you feel more at peace, and it allows you, especially if you do that and you start focusing on your heart and you say, I just want to go to my heart, I'm going to open up to some possibilities, and I want to receive something wonderful. So you go to your heart, you open the door to your heart, and you say, breathing in and out, feeling relaxed, I intend to receive something lovely today. And that's how you begin the process. It is a matter of intention. And then doing the quieting, connecting with your soul, and then, if you wish, putting out one action a day that would allow you to just do something that in the past brought you joy, or you envision in the future would bring you joy, the future being the now. Hello?
I just think we're getting a lot of callers. That's all that is.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And as you were
right
talking about, when you talk about that, it's almost like I could hear my and feel myself doing that, and mm-hmm. hearing the little voice saying, okay, this is not working for you. So
no,
when
I'm
you
so
kept,
glad you brought that up.
I am thrilled you brought that up, Linda.
I am.
Well, it's true.
Because that little voice is real. It belongs to that part of you that I label your ego, your lower self. And the part of you that chose to want to reconnect with your soul, that's your higher self. That knows. That's your intuitive wisdom. That's your intuition. And that knows what is good for you. So here's what you want to remember, that every moment of this journey in this lifetime is a moment of choice where you get to choose, am I going to listen to that little voice that's questioning? Am I going to listen to the voice that says, this feels good? Go with the one that feels good. That will be the one that will allow you to find your peace and your joy, and that is your higher wisdom.
Okay, that
That makes sense, and it sounds like I'm kicking the old one out.
That you got it. That is what you're doing. Life, Linda, and all of you are listening, life is about learning that you truly are the master of you. Self-mastery is what all the great teachers came in to teach us, that when we find love, when we focus on loving ourselves, we really do become our own masters. And it does come down to, do I choose to focus on something that doesn't feel good, or and it disconnects me from me, or do I choose to focus on something that feels good and just helps me to feel like I'm connecting to my God self or my soul, and it just feels lovely. That's mastery.
Yeah, I want to ask you, Susan, while Linda's on the line, because I love what we're talking about. Is there something that Linda could create for herself, a mantra that will, I don't know, in that moment? Because these things happen in a snap second. I mean, this is like, it's not like we sit here and we have hours of conversations. It's like there's this intention, and then there's this other thought that Linda wants to kick out. Is there some way something she could learn?
Affirmations, two things that I never understood, Linda. You know, 10, 15 years ago, I didn't get these things, but I do now. Because everything in the universe is energy. And everything vibrates as energy. What we need to do as human beings, or souls in physical form, we need to find and say to ourselves mantras or sayings or affirmations that feel good to ourselves. Your cells are listening to you. And the only way they're going to buy what you say is if it feels good. And so you want to say words that actually are words of truth that you've forgotten, like, I intend to feel good. I am healing. Little by little, I am feeling more empowered. Speak words of truth. I am getting better day by day. I am experiencing more joy every day. Be truthful, but make sure you phrase it in ways that are positive and that are from little by little, but include your vision of seeing you feeling. You've got to feel this sense of anticipation of being in joy. Your cells want to be excited about the anticipation of being in a place of joy and following your passion. They've got to believe you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And that's why I asked you, because, you know, you say those things, mm-hmm. and that little voice in you says, okay, that's not true.
I know. So, I've lived that way. I know.
So what you said is good, and I do believe them, but that little voice comes back and says, okay, Linda, you're crazy. So now, and I understand what you're saying, so I am going to do this, and I am going
to
practice
it. Look at the voice, Linda, and all of those of you who are listening, because this is really good stuff that Linda's brought up. Look at the voice as your opportunity to make choices that will turn your life around. Look at your voice as a challenge as to who is going to be the master of you, the little voice or your higher self. This is you. Look at this as an opportunity for self-mastery and growth. It's not a lot of nonsense. It really is truth when you approach it from this perspective.
Okay. This is great.
All right, Linda, I think you're good to
go.
And Linda, would you send me an email at info, I-N, F as in Frank, O, at thedrpatshow.com. And we would love to send you this amazing CD series that Susan has put together.
Well, thank you very much. This was very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Linda. I think you've helped a lot of people tonight with that question.
Okay.
Thank
Bye.
You. Have a great, Bye. Great evening. And
Bye.
Susan, I want to talk about this for a minute. I know, boy, isn't it amazing how quickly time flies when you're having fun?
I know.
I wanted to ask you, Linda really brought up something very important that I know many of us think about. And, you know, you could tell from listening to her that she wants to create change in her life. And I wanted to ask you, all of the work that you've done, all of the amazing stories that you've shared, you know, how can we help our listeners tonight tap in to what they have inside to help them create the abundance in their lives, to help them create love, you know, to help them, you know, nail that job that they want, so to speak.
I think life is meant to be lived in this place that we call bliss. Campbell talks about that, and I agree. Life, every moment of my life, and I think everyone, is a choice. I keep coming back to that. So here's the thing that is the essence of my work, but the essence of living life, I feel. And it's what you started the conversation with at 9 o'clock, that everything is about becoming more conscious and aware. So all of you who are listening, I feel so strongly about this. Every moment of your journey now is to become more aware and conscious of you feeling good. And you need to tune in and get to the point where you do it so often that eventually you feel good all the time. But in the beginning, you may not. So you want to practice tuning in, putting your hand on your heart, and just say, feeling good or not feeling good. You don't need fancy words for this. And if you feel like it's not good, and you'll know that even before you do it. So, I mean, I'm just teaching the technique that I teach patients. Am I feeling good or not feeling good? If it's not feeling good, then you have some options. The next thing is you want to just go right up to your head, because it's whatever is going. First step is always noticing how you feel, you know, in terms of past questions. You want to notice how you're feeling. And if you don't feel good, because you're here for bliss, so ultimately that's what you want. So you go to your head and you're going to see, well, what's that thought that's creating the problem that I don't feel good? It's getting in the way of my bliss. And when you get that thought, it could be a thought that is something about feeling afraid of something like not passing an exam, or somebody you love dying. How would you live if somebody doesn't make it? I mean, but these are all what get in the way of our bliss. And as soon as you catch that thought, whatever it is, you have options. At that point, you can either choose to feel it. I call it embrace it, face it, embrace it. And really feel. The Buddhists say, have tea with the thought, have tea with the enemy. You can visualize yourself on one side of a little tea table and your thought on the other side, and just sort of talk to it and just say, why are you here? And curse at it and cry at it and scream. And then you can just take three deep breaths and visually, intentionally breathe out your pain so that your body has released, your cells feel the release of what's blocked all the cells, and they feel the pain is out, and then you replace it with something wonderful. Now, you can do that, or you can just do a mindfulness where you just notice whatever you're feeling, notice the thought, and just release it. There's several ways to do this, but you always have choice. So I teach the ABCs. The first A is being aware of how you're feeling. You say, how am I doing? Good or not good? B is take deep breaths. Breathe, because it will raise your energy vibrationally. It'll help you relax. And C is choose. Always choose something that feels better. The choice is your power. You can choose anything. Choose to put music on. Choose to go out to the market to call a friend. Choose not to think about the thing that's tearing you up. You will always have choice. And that determines your quality of life.
Wow. Susan Barbara Apollon joining us here today. Susan, why don't we give out your website? Because I want to make sure people know how to get a copy of this book and your CDs and all of the many, many tools you have available.
There are two websites. Intuition is easyandfun.com is one. Touched by the Extraordinary. com is another, and I want to tell you that if you go to Touch by the Extraordinary and sign up for my newsletter, we're just releasing it tonight, just created this really beautiful book on, I call it Inspirational Wisdom. There's some of my very favorite quotes that I have compiled, so that would be a gift I'd be giving to your listeners tonight if they go on and they do that. But both websites are there, and I have a wonderful blog that I totally have created to help people heal. It's called Love to Feel Good Blog.
Well, I have to tell you, I have so enjoyed our time together, and it's gone so quickly.
I have too, Pat. It's been such a gift. I've loved every moment of it.
And I wanted to kind of loop back to the book for a minute, because I did mention that before we went on break, there were some extraordinary stories in this book, and I love reading them.
Yeah, they're great. These stories are phenomenal. I love them too.
Well, one story in particular that I just grabbed onto, because it really talks to what I call everyday intuition. And it was a story where you mentioned, I think it was Judy and Tim, and Judy was on her way to a shower. Mm-hmm. And I guess Kim was her daughter and it must have passed. And
that's so true. Those are the real names. And
Yep,
that's right.
And so tell that story, because I want all of us to kind of be reminded of how intuition shows up and why it's so important to pay attention.
Judy was going to a shower, and I believe she had had a dream the night before, and
yep.
the dream indicated when she awoke, she knew she wasn't supposed to take the route that she was intending to take. And that bothered her a little bit, but she has learned. Her daughter had died, and her daughter has come to her many times, and her daughter has saved her life. She has saved her brother's life. That's Judy's son. So it's phenomenal. And anyway, so Judy listened. And when she got to the shower, everybody was talking about this terrible accident that had happened. And she realized that had she taken the original route, she probably would have been involved, if not killed, in the accident. So
wow.
That was her. Intuition speaks to us through our dreams, through our memories, through our cells of our body. We just need to listen. And when we do, it usually saves our life.
I love this book. And, you know, I've read through it, and I'm going to read it again in much detail. I love how you talk about the transformative power of the light.
Yes.
And how you so wonderfully describe people's experiences. This had to be total joy for you to do.
It was. I totally loved it. And I'm working on new stories that I want to get out. My patients share the most beautiful stories with me. So I am hoping, you know, within the year there will be another book out. Not perhaps like this, but somewhat on the order of it with great stories that are meant to help us heal.
Well, I have to tell you, you are truly a gift. I so really believe that the people that are working with you are in for a transformative experience, and the work that you do and your commitment, your dedication, your joy, and your love in helping people live life full out is truly extraordinary, as you are, Susan.
So are you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, what a great conversation. Believe me, the book is available just about anywhere. Is that correct,
yes,
Susan?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure everybody knows the name of it, Touched by the Extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And I just signed up for Susan's newsletter, and I'm looking forward to getting that incredible, incredible collection of quotes. And all of you out there, make sure you go to touchedbytheextraordinary.com. That's one of the websites that you can go to. And the other websites that you can go to are lovetofeelgoodblog.com and intuitioniseasyandfun.com. Any parting messages for folks today, Susan?
Yes. You know, since you said that, believe in just you being so incredibly powerful. Know that you are so much more than the person you look in the mirror and see. You have a greatness in your soul, and what you want to do is provide opportunities for your soul, for the God part of you, because you are divine. Allow this part of you that is divine to just come in and enable you to live your life with potential, the potential that you are. So that's it.
I love it. All right, everybody, you heard it right there from an amazing author, a fabulous healer, Susan Barbara Apollon. So for many of you, you heard a lot tonight. I want to thank Linda for calling in and asking questions that so many of us have. And I love connecting with each and every one of you. Make sure that you sign up for Susan's newsletter. Please go ahead and sign up for ours. And remember that you are extraordinary, and you get to create an extraordinary life. We'll see you right back here on The Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by www.drpatlive.com. We'll see you next week in total bliss.
Too high overgrown, you can barely see. Give it your life.